you about, Sunshine?
Oh, gosh, I was looking for Miss Emily, if she was in.
She is with a customer.
Oh, it's just Miss Aubrey over here, so I don't want to interrupt anybody. Just wanted to say.
She said, do you want to, she just yelled out, do you want to hold on a minute and she'll talk to you?
Yeah, sure. I don't want to interrupt her, though. I could call her back.
Well, just give her. She said give her a minute. She's got to check a guy out.
Okay. I'll wait as long as she's got for me.
No,
it's that time of the year. I appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye. Excuse me, jeez. Can't get sick. Easy today. I don't like it. Loneliness has always been. Alexa, can you please play Nothing from the A Chorus Line musical from 1984 movie? Thank you. Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop. Stop, Alexa, stop. Jesus. Alexa, play Nothing from A Chorus Line, the musical. No, please stream it on the current device it's streaming on. Alexa, play at 7 volume. Alexa, stream from the at-home screen device. Alexa, stop.
Hello.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing okie dokie. Congrats. I'm happy. I'm super excited for us. On that possible sale come Friday, so
it's,
fingers crossed, though.
It's sold. She, what it is.
Oh, really? She loves it?
she doesn't want to know what he finally chooses with the melon, so he's coming back. The stones are chosen.
Yay!
And choose the melon, which... I'm like, what do you mean you don't want to know? You've gone this far.
Right?
And you basically told him which mounting you want, so...
Well, it's like the crazy people that don't want to find out, like, hey, we're having a baby, but let's not find out what sex we're having to prepare.
Is there probably in their 70s?
Oh, my God, really? I love this
I'm
even more.
I think they got to be in their maybe 60s, 60s, 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're retired. So they gotta be in their 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
Like, I've waited this long.
Oh, my God. How much do I love this for them? Even better. And she got something trendy, you know, to be an old... Actually, my mom is in her 60s, and she's got a 2-carat oval from a few years back. So she's been trendy for a long time.
Yeah.
I wanted to also let you know I have more, like, campaigns that I've kind of gone in and developed more on a natural stone, large stone basis, just to, after the holidays, have that kind of perpetuate moving forward. I did it inside of, like, succulents.
Okay.
I did it in the office, obviously. I brought a bunch of things from my house.
Okay.
Like, I had petrified. I have this weird, odd, like, rock that somebody had left somewhere, and I don't know why I accumulated this rock, but after it getting inspected by, like, the gemologist at the GG at the work, because I've had it for, like, 25 years. I had no idea what the hell this rock was. It's a huge rock, and somebody's, like, gave it to my family from Israel. I don't know. I think my mom thought it was a part of, like, Babylonian or something for, like, I'm like, Mom, this would be in the history museum. It's not that. But it is, like, petrified wood. So I was like, oh, cool. I could kind of come from a natural-based idea. And I went to Herkimer, HCCC, Herkimer County Community College, for a semester. So I had done a lot of digging after maybe a long night out. We would go there, just, you know, one for the, what do they call that, hair of the dog, hair of the wolf, whatever that phrase is.
Mm-hmm.
I did that quite a few times, and especially when it had been raining, because you could always find more Herkimer diamonds. So
mm-hmm.
I took a photo of that 20 carat that we have in our inventory,
mm-hmm.
and I put it right on top of Herkimer diamonds. Yes, not real diamond. We both know that, but end population, your consumer, doesn't realize it's not really a diamond. You know, they think it's a diamond, just like lab has been so confusing for so long. So I did some concepts with that. I did a concept with, I have a lot of uranium glass. I don't know if you know about that, but I just started collecting it a few years back. It's like the one that you can put under a fluorescent light. And my other half had found a little item at like a state sale that's a penguin. And I love penguins because they meet one person and they fall in love and then they give their pebble. And it's really true. So he had gotten that for me, so I put that next to the succulent with an elephant and for luck, and I created a cool campaign for after the holidays.
Okay.
I wanted to offer this to you. I'm only doing it with, like, 6 of my stores. I should probably do it with everybody, honestly, but if you'd like to use any of the social media or the campaign, and let's say it happens to sell that big guy, I'm willing to give you a third of whatever my commissions would be, which I think doing the math, now I'm not really sure because I'm not a good numberer, I think it'd be close to like $5,000. And that's on top of whatever, like, you salesperson, not owner yet kind of concept. I wanted to benefit the salespeople that might sell it in the store too versus just the store. So we do have that stone, and I would definitely use it just to talk big stone talk, because big stones are selling again, so that's a great thing.
Yeah,
and
if
you don't sell, or if somebody says, well, I'm not ever going to be able to afford an $825,000 stone, guess what? Not many people can. I'm not expecting that stone to sell. I'm expecting that it's going to bring people in that say, hey, DuBose, they can actually produce a 20 carat and have it in for me to look at. It's the size of a goddamn quarter. And honestly, I would probably fly you and your client up here if you ever did have one interested. I would have you come to see me.
I was talking about it with
the people who got the oval. And
she's yeah.
like, how big would that damn thing be? She yep. would be sticking up like, she could either have to have it on like a big old chain and then you just hang down.
Did you look it up on our website to show her the difference
I
of millimeter?
Did.
Oh,
I
my
did.
God. It's
I
huge.
Was like,
I was afraid. I literally, I have no, listen, the bigger the diamond it is, especially in round, the more solid mm-hmm. the stone's going to be.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it's not from a perspective of that or chipping or any of that stuff, but I'm holding it and I'm like shaking, putting it into a big-ass succulent, sister. Like, I'm like, why am I shaking? It's probably because security and the people that I literally have worked with for 17 years and I'm up there doing it are standing behind me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I have a light on my back. It actually wasn't
that
bad. But honestly, like, when the GG brought it over to me and just left it there without any knowledge, didn't even tell me it was sitting there for, like, a good 15 minutes, when they're like, hey, guys, we're putting the 20-carat back in the safe. It's going back in the vault. Who wants to walk me in and walk me out to verify? I'm like, fuck, why did that just sit there for 10 minutes next to me? Oh, my God, that would have been my loss. Oh, thank God. Thank God there's 187 cameras on that floor alone. Oh, God, it was so scary. But, yeah, I'd love any other ideas that you might have, too. Like, if you have a concept and I could help put it together, like, a couple of jewelers were offering, like, after or during Easter time, it'd be cute to do, like, here's one carrot. Okay, one and two makes two, like a rabbit would reproduce.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought, well, that's kind of a cool idea, you know. And
rabbits reproduce rapidly. They're like one day.
Exactly. Exactly. But think about it, if you were to do, like, here's two stones, or here's one stone, here's two stones, here's four stones, here's eight stones, and, like, kind of do a TikTok where it's shut in and out, in and out, in and out. I thought it'd be a cool concept to be like, build your, you know, dream custom design with all of these guys. And it doesn't even have to be, it could be just large, different shaped stones, different colored stones. It doesn't even have to be a whole concept. Just taking the photos would take forever, and I don't know how to edit that crap. I'm not a good IT person. My IT department sister moved out. She's coming back home this weekend for a while, but she's not going to want to help me. She's been busy in, like, the law school aspect of her world. She's busy, like, getting a real life so that mom doesn't have to work anymore, essentially. So, but, yeah, let me know if there's anything else. I do have some more options coming to you. I was just kind of waiting it out because, honestly, that last week is when, or this week is when people are, like, calling on it, and I'm going to heavy hit and just pull whatever I can, especially because if you want to use those Charlie the Elf Zero to Hero concepts, a lot of the pieces I chose to put inside the tree, if you notice, were like station necklaces and all of our closeout items that are not only old gold prices, like I was showing, but they're really good. Like, the Illusion tennis bracelets are selling like crazy right now, and I think it's only a price point thing. Most of my clients that are buying them are like, yeah, you know what, it's not an actual tennis bracelet of the same carat size, but it gives the illusion next to that lab grown, and it has actually more value. And I get that perspective. Plus, they're real cheap in my system. So I'm going to pull a couple of those, maybe some stations, so that just in case you wanted to throw that out there, like, hey, last minute Louise, look it, you got your hero ready to come along the way. I thought about creating one of those little concepts too, but you know what I mean? But I thought it'd be rude to call people last minute Louise and not know who, if it was you or you or you or all of you.
Yeah, we have a that comes in on December 24th.
Oh, my gosh. Is it crazy? I just imagine what your world looks like that last week, because our world gets crazier, too. But, I mean, it kind of slows down at some points. It's just the finished jewelry is kind of wow.
You have a cutoff. You know, we can only do so much, and we have cutoffs. So if you're wanting a ring, you know, we're, you know, you're wanting to set a stone, we got a kind of cutoff here.
Right. What is your cutoff date? Do you know?
We try to, we'll go up to the last day. We, as long
really?
As we can get
good
the stuff,
you.
We'll go up to the last day. Our biggest thing has been friggin' snowstorms. the last 2 years.
You?
There is
no
snowstorm.
No,
like blocking suppliers. Not for us. It doesn't. It
I get it.
Suppliers.
Now I understand what you're saying.
It blocks our suppliers coming in, so it's not truly affect. No, we don't get
no,
snow
it's
down
not
here
you.
In Florida.
I get it.
But
I
our
totally
all
get
everybody else is getting snow, and so nothing can ship. And
I know.
That's been a problem the last 2 years.
Good
year,
thing I'm spreading out all of your packages. You'll be filled up by this weekend. I'll have you ready to go. And when you sell them, let me know. I'll flip them out for you.
The only thing I probably don't need is any more tennis bracelets.
Yeah, that's
good
what
on
said.
Those. Okay. Yeah.
I was going to throw possibly a station tennis bracelet just because it's a different price point, different look, and an illusion one just to see how they level out if you don't have those. Do you have anything like that?
I do.
You
I
do?
Have,
okay. Do you
yes.
have necklaces like that too? With the little heart at the bottom?
I don't have many of those. Anything other, I have, I feel like I'm
fitting?
Overrun with any bracelets.
Yeah, gotcha.
So
Riviera
other
necklaces
than
and that
necklaces
sort of
anything
thing.
Else, we're good, but just no more bracelets, please.
Got it.
I have no
rings?
More room.
Rings is good?
Anything else is good.
Okay. Good
just
to know.
Bracelet.
I've got pendants,
yeah,
rings, and all that good stuff coming your way then. I have a lot of cluster items, too, which have been selling like crazy again, too, and I think it's that illusion concept
it's
all over
illusion
again.
The illusion is the price point. They can get it for a little
exactly.
less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what's going on with you outside of that? How's your world?
It's great. It's busy.
Yeah? How's the boy?
It's good.
Yeah? Are we getting close to, like...
We're hoping.
Yeah? Is that, like... Have we asked Dad and Grandpa and everybody that he
I
needs to
know.
Get approval? Because I haven't gotten a phone call yet is all I'm saying.
Does
he not know you have a girl that is really is fond of you? And she might sell diamonds?
I know. Well, here's the thing. He's got, supposedly his mom got one.
No, don't let that happen.
I know.
This is wrong. This is wrong on every level. Wait a second. She has one that she's allowing him to give to you. Is it damaged? Is it somebody's divorce?
Supposedly, I guess when they were younger, she went out and bought three matching diamonds for her boys. And I'm like, what are they? What are these three matching? Why do they have to be matching? Why
are they matching? That is not going to be okay. Guess what we're going to do with that? Guess what we're going to do with that? We're going to make it a pendant so it still gets to be with you all the time. It's so goddamn special. But in my industry, Mom, I have to show more than this little goddamn pendant that you chose for my... It's a great story, don't get me wrong, but the world ain't goddamn fair, is it?
My thing was, is I used to...
Oh, sister.
In my opinion, it's different if it's like a family ring. That, you know,
absolutely, that's why I asked. That's why I said, wait a second, let's talk about the diamond.
You know, in my opinion, it's different if it's like, you know, it's the first boy in the family gets it. You know, that gets
mm-hmm.
it. You know, that's different in my opinion. But, like, the fact that you went out and bought these stones.
Three matching?
Matching.
They're not
stones.
Matching. You know they're not. I can send them to me and I'll let you know which one
never,
to choose if
I
you
have
to.
I have never seen them.
Send me their documentation. Just FYI.
I wish I had.
Where did she buy them from? Maybe they're REI original diamonds. And we can do a trade-in. We can't give you full value of what she paid, but I'm going to be able to allow you a little wiggle room on everything. Oh, my God, this
like,
is terrible for you. I hate this. This is. How do you get out of that? Do you love her? Is she overbearing?
Yes.
She sounds like she is.
You have to be to go and buy. Well, I
how long you been together?
Judgment. It'll be 2 years.
Yeah. I was figuring. And what does he do again?
He's in tech world.
Oh, I need you guys to absolutely come visit me. I am really needing an IT guy. And I could borrow your guy. I'm just saying, at the same time, you guys can go to a lovely little, he can do his proposal on Bolt Island, which is like love, it's in the shape of a heart, and the bolts actually started it, and she died. It's a big old love story up there in the Thousand Islands. I actually have a family plot on a different island. We have like four trees on it. It's not special, but I can get you into Boat Castle. My uncles are doing the carpentry to refinish it and all the stained glass. So, and that would be great uncles, actually, my mom's uncle and her cousins. That being said, it's about 5 hours from Rochester. We're a hop, skip, and a jump away. In the interim, though, let's get him talking with me about the diamond. I'll get him out of that. I've heard a lot of stories over 17 years. It's mind-boggling that he would do that.
Someone told him, because we were somewhere, and he was making a comment. He's like, what do you say? He goes, yeah, the engagement ring's going to be the heart, you know, or whatever.
Heart shape? He did not say that.
No, like, if the engagement ring's going to be the hardest thing ever because she works in the industry.
Yes, okay, I agree
else,
with that.
Someone else,
I agree with
someone
that.
Someone else was like, he's like, no. He goes, I'm going to tell you. He goes, my wife's family's in the same industry. I was in the same spot. He goes, you know what I did? He said, I gave her a budget. She picked out what she wanted. Her dad said it. And then they gave me the ring, and he goes, and guess what? I waited 7 months to do it. Because she thought she was going to get it right away, and she was going to
take it. No, I love that
wait.
For her. Yeah.
And, you know, and he goes, then she was happy with it. I knew she liked it. You know, all the boxes were checked, but it was just, you know.
It's
kind of
mind-boggling
forward,
that
like,
is a good concept, though, honestly.
And he's like, going forward, he's like, no, if I don't have anything to get her for her birthday or Christmas, he goes, I call up her dad and say, what is some things she's been pointing out at the store, and
right.
I go get them. I was like, you are a very smart man.
Yes, very smart. Did your husband pick up on what he was putting down, or was he smelling what you're stepping in right now? Because it sounds like an awful lot of shit for you. Oh, my God, I can't even imagine. But you love him. You love him.
Yeah.
See, sometimes it's worth it, though, at that level. Right? Right? And you,
like,
are,
the others?
Are the others married already? Or?
He's a twin.
Yes, I did know that. I did know that.
His twin's girlfriend, she's like, we are total 180 totally different.
She's up your ass like single white female, isn't she?
She is like the depiction of a Southern white college girl, like.
Oh, like debutante, like. Oh no,
gotta
no,
be
no.
Prim, proper, nose up, yeah.
Sorority, Bond like of, BS nonsense.
Yep.
God, I hate
and
them.
She's like, you have my mom has to go shopping with you. I need it needs to be bigger than my sister's. And blah, 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 blah.
Oh my God, you're
she's obsessed with Taylor. She's obsessed with Taylor Swift, and she's like, I really like her ring, and I kind of want to match it, but it's got to be different, and just all this stuff. And I'm like, what?
You and I both know right now that she is not going to be okay. This is what we do. New game plan. New game plan. You be okay with whatever he gives you until the other one throws a big-ass fit, that's when you upgrade. You're just okay. You'll look like the prince.
Yep.
You'll be put on the pedestal. Now we're in a good spot. I feel good about this now. You might have to suffer for a tiny bit, but in that interim, you're going to build so much credibility and character. Gosh almighty, you'll never have to deal with the mother-in-law ever again. You'll be the favorite. You'll only have to deal with her when you want to. That's lovely.
His parents are in their 70s.
Oh, my God.
They had his mom was 50 when she had him.
What is wrong with her?
In 54 when they had the younger brother.
What is wrong with her?
Yeah, I'll leave you on that note. Someone's
goodbye. I got to go. I'm going to pick up where that one was left off, okay? Because I'm 46. And I've been thinking I was 47 all year, and it's my favorite number, and I was so concerned because I had such a health thing going on. And I'll leave you with this. I'm not 50, and I can't freaking think about a child coming out of anything that's in this body. Oh, my God. What is she, Octomom? Oh my God, I gotta let you go. Oh my God, I have so many questions.
Would you imagine having another kid right now? And she's like,
no freaking way. Your mom better have said no freaking way.
Yeah,
are you kidding
like,
me?
No.
She's oh
like,
God.
She goes, I'll be happy with a grandkid that I can return, but no kids.
I'm not even wanting that at this point. You know what I really like? I like giving like little teacher scenarios to my coworkers. Like, here, this is a really good idea to keep them busy during Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
All right, sister, I'll let you go. Thank you for coming to the phone. Bye.
Bye.